Unit 4. Gambling and Addiction in Las Vegas.
What is it about the neon sky in Las Vegas that is so attractive for visitors?
I think the neon sky in Vegas is a unique style of branding. The lights are part of the psychological, physical, and emotional charge you continually feel when you're there. There's really nowhere else in the world where you have this special environment. Each hotel spends lots of money and time experimenting with neon colors so they can present their own unique image to the world. The marketing is brilliant in more ways than one.
Where does this high come from when people visit the city and a casino specifically?
An addiction is a stimulus introduced to the brain that causes a pleasant reaction. The brain eventually develops a pathway for that particular stimulus and begins to crave it. A stimulus can be anything, really. We mentioned the lights of Las Vegas, but there's much more. Add to this the freedom from boundaries, some excitement and gambling, alcohol and sex, and you've got a psychological high the minute your feet hit the streets of Las Vegas. I've heard guests repeatedly refer to walking into a casino as a feeling of freedom. The stimulation of noises coming from slot machines, the carpet colors, lights, and people screaming who have won, all mixed together can cause a psychological high for many people. Add alcohol to all this, and you've got an experience you'll probably never find at home or anywhere else. One of the reasons I wrote my story was because I watched many people who got swept away and lost control.
How would you describe being in that environment?
Las Vegas is structured for romance, excitement, and freedom from everyday life. Can the experience become addictive? Absolutely. The danger of addiction is all around you. Las Vegas has everything to help people fall into a slippery hole that's difficult to climb out of again. Life can be black and white for many people. Vegas is a great place to really allow yourself to let go and have fun on many levels. It's an incredibly colorful town. If your high is to eat great food, you'll want to come back. If you find that you love slot machines over card games, you'll want to keep coming back. There's just every conceivable kind of pleasure to be found, so people will want to come back. Again, there's that pleasure pathway that keeps so many coming back. The issue is the frequency at which someone is seeking this pleasure. Moderation might be a useful key. The question is, at what point does it become self-destructive? Even some of my best friends and co-workers lost their jobs and their families because of their addiction.
When casinos make an effort to make their guests feel comfortable and continue gambling, are they merely using good marketing strategies?
A casino is a business, much like any other. The oil industry might hurt the planet for the sake of profit. The food business does things for profit that might hurt people by putting hormones and pesticides in our food. Casinos carefully construct and stage themselves to be consumer-friendly. I think the casino owners know that it's not a real casino without alcohol, pretty women, cigarettes, and the hundreds of other things that make the environment exciting. They market themselves well. ATM machines are never too far away. There are announcements of winners. Great music is always playing. The building is acoustically well-constructed so that the screams of winners can be heard from across the room. The issue of people gambling away their family savings isn't a big concern to the shareholders. I believe the hotels are more concerned about their own employees having a gambling problem than the guests. We should all realize that Las Vegas is the place it is because of losers, not winners.
Can someone spend time in the Las Vegas casino environment without getting addicted?
I believe most people who spend a limited amount of time in a casino walk away having had a good time. But there are many who do hurt themselves. Some people have a horrible addiction to gambling. These people need treatment to get back to their lives. A casino can be a fun and exciting place to socialize, but it can also lay out all the ingredients for a painful free fall.
What would you tell someone who is thinking about visiting Las Vegas?
There's so much to do in Las Vegas. One couldn't possibly take it all in with one visit. Think about your needs, even your fantasies. Do some research and see which shows look good. Is there a favorite band you'd like to see? How about the hotels? Which one looks good? The point is, take in what Vegas offers rather than spending the entire visit in the casino. Also, try to take care of yourself. It's easy to miss meals and drink alcohol at night. Try to get a few hours sleep and eat a meal. Spend some time with your friends or family. The point is to think about what you'd like to do before you go, rather than wonder about what you just did on the way home.